The poem I'm going to read, Nocturnal Collection, is a poem about sleep. It's a nightmare narrative. It's surreal, and it has about as rich and sustained a collection of images as any poem I think I've ever read. The translation is by Ben Bellett. Nocturnal Collection. I had vanquished that angel of sleep, allegorical mourner, but his travail went on, and his ponderous footfall came closer, sheathed with snails and cicadas, seaborne and brackish, smelling of fruits. Wind rattles the months, a train whistles, fever paces the bedpost, a hard intonation of darkness, like a bottomless downfall of patches, distance repeated, wine in a nondescript color, the dusty approach and the bawling of cows. Sometimes the black of his basket falls hard on my chest, his conqueror's pack cuts my shoulder, all his legions of brine, the armies deploying by halves, overturning the heavens, overtaking the things of the sky. His breathing goes at a gallop. His step is a kiss. His infallible salts bind the eye with the might of their essences, his somber intent. He enters his providence there like a master, soundlessly robed in his substances, suddenly whole. He engenders prophetical food without quarter. His campaigners have often been known to me, with their weapons corroding in air, their immensity, so savage their passion for space, he has harried my heart's depths in search of it. He rules the uncharted plateaus, has danced with the doomed and the usual. His aerial acids break into my flesh in the night, and I hear in my entrails his instrument stir. I listen for a dream of old playfellows, women beloved, and am rent by the shock of my dreaming. Speechless, I tread on the pile of the carpets, or bite on the blaze of his poppy, transported. Oh, you slumbering dead who so often have danced with me, caught to the weight of my heart, toward what lusterless cities we journey. So with the damp of this birth pang, with the shadowy symmetry, like a wine cellar padlocked, the air too is criminal. Sad crocodile colors the wall, and the sinister weft of the spider, we tread over pulp like a carrion monster. Black grapes hang enormous, a bloating of juices, clogging the ruins like wineskins. Captain, whatever our reckoning, slip the mute latchets and wait for me there. We must feast in our funeral clothing. A malarial patient stands watch by the doors. Love, it grows late, and the shorelines are lost. A day like a tatter of tablecloth, drying, flaps in a circle of lives and extension. All things that live give some part of themselves to the air. Intent upon atmosphere, keeping close watch, come the beggars, the lawyers, the gangsters, the postmen, the seamstresses, a little of every vocation, a humbled remainder that works towards some destined completion within us. I have looked for it long, vanquished no doubt by the evenings, and go on with no arrogance. That's an approximation of what that poem is.